Welcome back to Game Informer. We're doing this. I am Leo Vader. We got Brian Shea here.
Yes, you do.
Jeff Cork.
Get ready for this.
We're watching Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back Evolution on Netflix. We're doing a kind of a commentary track because we've got nothing better to do today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently.
It's Pokemon Day.
It's Pokemon Day and we're celebrating. We're at 0 seconds. We're before the Netflix logo even pops up at the very start of the Netflix bar here. So I'm just going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Playing.
So this is basically like if you were over at our houses
mm-hmm.
watching this movie.
Yeah.
Like the cat stepped on the controller and selected it by accident. And I didn't turn it off immediately.
Or you thought it was the old one.
Yes.
On accident.
Mm.
So you, Brian Shea, are the person who has seen this.
Yes,
originally.
I've seen this movie twice.
Because Leo and I have not seen it.
I might have seen it as a young
child.
No,
you didn't.
Okay. I may as well have not seen it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. This movie came out in 1999 originally. I saw it in theaters.
Hmm.
1999 in the U.S., 98 in Japan.
Yeah.
For our Japanese friends.
But we're not going to spoil it.
No. So this is, like, it was originally traditional animation, and now we're going to remake it almost shot for shot according to, like, the trailers.
Using the Dragon Quest XI engine.
That's right. The IGN has a like comparison video where it just puts the similar shots next to each
mm-hmm.
other, and boy, the old one looks a lot better.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind this animation style from what I've seen anyway. Definitely looks more out of 2020 than the old one.
You can definitely say that.
But that would be remarkable if the one in 1999 looked like it was out of 2020.
What a world that would be.
So, you know who that guy is, Leo?
Moo.
Yeah, Moo.
Cool.
Mew.
Paramount.
Come on, Leo.
Mew 1.
The Pikachu Project.
What is the Pikachu Project?
Well, that's a secret.
It's a consortium of scientists gathered from around the globe.
Oh, is Mew going to be in a little bubble?
I'm going to say right now that this isn't your go-to commentary track for Pokemon experts dissecting this. Shay knows stuff about Pokemon, but that's all we got.
Ah, the Paramount logo.
Wow. Paramount Origins.
Evolution.
So when you saw they were remaking this in CG, Brian Shay,
mm-hmm.
what did you think?
I thought, this is going to be a disaster.
What? Why?
Because I don't know how...
Oh, wait.
CG.
Oh, never mind. I thought it was... Interesting for a second there. It's like, oh, spicing it up.
I thought it was going to be like really bad CG and like
uh-huh.
it wasn't going to look good. But like,
this
I think this
great.
Looks pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Leo doesn't think so. He
Leo
went back and
it.
Prefers 1999 like some sort of yeah. hipster.
So do you remember
that? Watch that comparison video where you see the two Meowth side by side and tell me you'd rather look at this
Wait,
one.
Are you spoiling that Meowth is in this movie?
I am.
Damn it.
Reiner referred to him as the main guy.
The main guy.
Why isn't he on this video?
He's got like work to do, apparently.
Yeah.
Something.
So do I, but he told me if I didn't come down here and hang out with you guys, I'd be fired.
Yep.
Yeah, we really need friends.
Oh. He made a right mess.
So do you recognize this dialogue from when you were a little boy in the theater?
Say it along with the
yeah.
with the movie, Shay.
Mewtwo, that is your name. We have given life to you.
Wow.
Very nice.
Just from memory.
Really from memory. Wow, that's
really
amazing.
Stuck with you.
I actually have rewatched it now that I think about it. I rewatched it like probably 4 years ago. I went on, like, once Pokemon Go came out,
uh-huh.
I went on a huge kick of just rewatching the anime.
Okay.
And I got through like the first 5 seasons and watched all like the associated movies.
Hmm.
And then I was like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Because. It
I like
gets real
it took,
silly.
I like it took you 5 seasons before.
Oh, I was all in, man.
Oh, I'm done with this.
I was all in.
Over it.
I bought
Hundreds
all the DVDs.
Of
I didn't like. I didn't go about it like on unscrupulous means.
Yeah?
I bought the DVDs on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't it funny how this movie had Mew and Pokemon canon in general had Mew as like the rarest, most mysterious Pokemon, and then Mew is like a pre-order bonus for Pokemon Let's Go Eevee?
Well, no, it's not a pre-order bonus. You get it with the Pokeball Plus. You have to buy like the accessory.
Right, even better.
And I'm mad, or I guess not anymore because you can transfer with Pokemon Home. But I was mad that like if you didn't redeem the Mew in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, you could then bring him into Sword and Shield. But I already redeemed him in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, so he was just stranded there like some prisoner.
That made you mad.
It made me furious.
Oh, dear. Like this?
This was me when I found out about
Mew. This is some pretty heavy stuff if you're a little guy, right?
Well,
he's like
Netflix
talking about
you.
Why am I here?
Yeah. Netflix warned you. It's exciting and has strobing lights. You saw Detective Pikachu, right?
No.
You didn't see Detective Pikachu?
Of course not.
Come on, man.
I did, Shay.
Do you remember that? You remember that guy from Detective Pikachu?
Mewtwo.
Yes.
That's right. I love the Pokemon designs in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I thought they were like, they're mixed between real world and cartoony Pokemon.
The 1999 like, animation.
Yeah. They felt just as like creepy as they should.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, this is great.
Get that stuff.
So this
out
is
of
why
here.
People like Mewtwo, right? Or is he just Mew?
No, he is Mewtwo.
Okay.
That guy is Mewtwo. Mew is the little guy
the little
that was
guy.
Flying around the beginning.
Mew.
So Mewtwo was created from DNA from Mew.
Okay.
Or like fossils from Mew.
Okay.
Because they wanted to have a powerful Pokemon?
Yeah, they wanted to like genetically engineer a really powerful Pokemon.
The kangaroo tape.
Boy, did they.
Mewtwo was scary in Detective Pikachu, too. He made those like this Transformers noises.
He's scary in every Pokemon movie that he's in. Look at this. You don't think that's scary? He just blew those people up. Scientists, hardworking people, men and women.
I've seen some real stuff, man.
That helicopter, though. Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate every second of this animation stuff.
You know who that is? Leo?
Gengar.
That's right. No, it's Giovanni.
Oh. Giovanni Gengar.
Yeah, that's his full name.
Yeah. So he already knows what Pokemon are?
Yeah.
He is a fully formed right out of the tank.
Yeah. Oh.
Just caught him mid-thought.
Where did this guy walk from?
He was in a helicopter.
He jumped across that gap.
So Giovanni is the leader of Team Rocket.
Yep.
Which are the bad guys.
He's not rhyming, though. Isn't that
He's
Team
not.
Rocket's big gimmick? Or is he...
I mean, that's just Jesse and James, and I guess... what is it? Butch and Cassidy are like their rivals in the anime. And yeah, Eminem's also.
That.
That's his gimmick as well.
Yeah. He's got like a real life Jesse from Rocket Power.
And Alice Cooper, who in School's Out notoriously said, we can't even think of a word that rhymes.
Yeah.
Man, I know that frustration.
And you're a writer. Whoa.
Oh, this is the advent of Armored Mewtwo.
Getting fitted.
We hardly got to know him in the first place, and now he's already powering up.
But wait, like, see, it holds back his power to protect them.
I don't do that.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, man.
Control C, Control V.
And then once you get like five of them, you just select all five and then do it again so it goes even faster.
You've exceeded the
limit.
Oh,
man.
Ah.
Those poor Tauruses.
See, this is why you're here. Yeah. You knew what they were. We would have just said some Lion King stuff, but.
That's true. This is actually how Mufasa was killed.
Damn. Yeah. Uncensored.
So this is him being held back. He's still so good.
Yeah. He's still. Look, and look, he's like, here you go, guys. Catch him up, idiots.
What? Oh, okay. I thought they were just chucking rocks at him. I kind of forgot the whole Pokemon thing. I forgot we were watching. But that would be a good military technique.
Why wouldn't they just have a gun that shoots those from the helicopter?
Well, because that wouldn't...
That's such a great point.
I mean, well, guns have been banned from the Pokemon anime.
Have they?
Yeah, there's a couple episodes in like the show that Ash is held at gunpoint and they banned the episode from the U.S. at least.
Yeah. We can't be trusted. So I know we've been talking the entire time, but is this supposed to make any sense at all?
Yeah, so now in the game,
Because this is just a
Giovanni is the gym leader of Viridian City,
uh-huh.
and now he's using Mewtwo to just wreck everyone.
Okay, so this is like a...
This is assuming you've seen the anime, like even the original story.
Yes.
Because it kind of just throws you right in.
It really does. Oh, wait a second. That's Gary Oak.
Oh.
Gary?
And actually, I believe there is a scene where Gary is just completely destroyed by him in the show.
He rips him in half.
So he's kind of like Bane in a way, right? He's got like...
Oh, yeah, just like Bane.
Juice stuff making him so strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like me, when I have my orange juice for breakfast. Mm. I spilled coffee on myself.
I don't know if I like Giovanni in this CG.
Like his look?
This is the first time.
Because I personally
think
he's not that nice of a guy.
Well, no, I don't like him as a person. But also, I don't think his look is great. Oh, boy, you've really done it now.
He should be shrouded in shadow, I feel like.
Well, there's Shadow Mewtwo.
No, I mean Giovanni.
Oh. Well, he was for a while in the show, I think. Oh, look at him. He's trying to contain Mewtwo. Oh, that's cute.
Seems like a foolproof plan.
Oh, boy.
If I know anything about the concept of fiction, this is going to work out.
And the first 5 minutes of movies.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Giovanni's going to live to regret this day. Mm. Or will he live?
Yeah, careful. Grunts!
Oh, no.
Second explosion in 10 minutes.
Mewtwo is just really taking it to people. Really showing that he doesn't trust humans.
Yeah, credit where it's due.
Yeah, really setting the stage here. So that scene is also seen from a different angle, I believe, in the anime, where he blows up that headquarter and flies away with the armor pieces falling off.
What's the angle? Describe it.
Well, it's Ash being like, what was that?
Oh.
Foreshadowing for the movie. So you
saw... he'll be asking, what was that?
Good boy.
This is me every morning in the mirror.
Who asked for me to be created? Sad.
Man, this is word for word.
Morning deformations. Is he looking at the viewer?
I'm just here for the ride, man. Not my fault.
Is that meta?
Oh, man.
Did we create Mewtwo with our lust for violence? Is this cool?
I can't tell, guys.
Help.
I can't tell the look Shay's giving
me. This is just like the fun splash screen of the title.
Iconic song right here.
From Smash Brothers.
From Smash
cool
Brothers,
nod
right.
to that game.
You guys like Smash Brothers, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mewtwo's in that.
I would say a lot of my affinity for Pokemon comes from Smash Brothers. More than anywhere else.
What's your favorite Pokemon in Smash Brothers?
Pichu, probably.
Pichu? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Joining our heroes.
God, I feel bad for every grandparent who got dragged to this. In the theaters, must be the most confusing mess.
My parents were in that group.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
It is so strange doing a shot-for-shot remake of such a profoundly 90s movie, where you've got the narrator saying, here comes Ash and his friends. That's very interesting.
I have to say, it is nice to see Brock and Misty back.
Why?
I like those characters.
Where?
What is interesting about those
after,
two?
I just really like the dynamic between them.
What is it?
By the end of this video, you will hate Pokemon.
That's true.
That's our goal.
So they left after, I think, season 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
And they replaced them with other, like, companions that are either from the games or, like, just new characters created.
Okay.
I think most of them are, like, other characters from, like, the future games because they wanted to promote those games. And also, I think there's a thing that actually said that the anime team wanted to give male viewers different eye candy to look forward to.
Excuse me?
Yes. Even though these are like supposed to be like...
11-year-olds?
Yeah, like...
Eye candy.
Oh, that is a different voice for Brock.
Mm. That's really disturbing. More eye candy. It's a little girl wearing suspenders.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That's no good.
It was in a episode of Did You Know Movies, I think?
Togepi, though.
Yeah, so Togepi was one of the first... there is the first Gen 2 Pokemon that they showed.
Was that a big mind blast when you saw that?
It was, for like all the Pokemon fans.
Yeah, did you have a little notebook that you brought to the theater so you could write down like...
No.
Bird? Question mark?
Yeah, I thought that happened in the
That happened in
the
first
anime.
Episode. I'm just saying that was like a reference back to it. I don't remember that being in the movie, though, so maybe that's a little added Easter egg in this. I remember this was very confusing because I wasn't familiar with Gen 2 just yet.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I believe this guy uses a Donphan.
Oh.
Which, yeah, that one. So I was like, what is that?
You're something of a Donphan yourself.
I am.
Don Lemon.
Oh, I was going to say I'm more of a Pikachu fan. Oh, man, I remember this scene kicked so much butt.
The opening credits?
Yeah, because it has like the extended version of the... music, and there he is in all his glory.
Oh, this is from that Smosh video.
Yeah. That one.
Ooh, woo, woo.
And like, you know, the battle scenes were always my favorite in all the... Oh,
oh no.
What a strategy.
I loved doing that in the game.
So who's singing right now?
In canon?
Yeah.
I think it's Giovanni's personal project.
Yeah. Okay.
Personal SoundCloud.
It's his solo project outside of Team Rocket.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same... It doesn't sound like the same singer as like the original.
Yeah.
That guy still sings this song to perfection, by the way. He released like a video on Twitter of him singing the song and like... Dude's still got it.
Hmm.
He still wants to catch them all.
Oh, like a little Squirtle. What's he going to throw out?
So is this guy just some random pest who's like, these kids are having a barbecue, let's go, they're making stew?
Well, he asked if you want to battle, which is, you
know. Not on my watch. What a creep.
That's what you do when you're in the Pokemon world. You find other trainers to battle.
You're in the middle of nowhere,
though. How much better would Pokemon Go have been if you could do that?
Well, you can now. You can battle other people.
Like at launch when it was thing everybody on the planet Earth was doing, just walking around and you couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked down a block, you would not see a lack of someone playing it.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to just challenge people to duels in that time.
Yeah. But the servers would have never held up because they didn't even hold up when it wasn't a feature.
Those servers.
Oh, just take all these.
Yeah, that seems unfair.
That's very, very cheap.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Ash has the most powerful Pikachu in the history of the world.
Is there any story behind why his Pikachu is so powerful?
I think he just uses him all the time.
Is it their friendship?
I mean, yeah. That's kind of the way they describe it. But
yeah,
like,
I'm sure that's how they approach it in the anime. I'm wondering if they're ever like flashback to him being made by Mewtwo in Mewtwo's lab.
What?
You know?
And then time traveling to before Mewtwo was created.
Right. Who didn't know you can't rush a Pokemon?
There's the main guy, as Reiner says.
Oh, boy. I like that guy.
Charizard just eating out of a dog bowl.
So am I to believe that these guys are traveling around with a folding table?
Interesting. Maybe they crafted it.
Mm.
That's true.
I guess if you could put a little monster in a ball, you could probably
maybe the table
furniture.
Was in a Pokeball.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Pharaoh. That's not Ho-Oh. I'm a fool. You brought me on here to embarrass me, Leo.
I did.
Because that's Mewtwo's Pharaoh.
Look down, Shay. Your pants are around.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
Yep. It's weird they're 11-year-old gym leaders, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the kids go out and venture across the entire region on their own at age 10.
At age 10. So by 11, you're ready to settle down, get a full-time job.
One of my kids is 11, and I would not trust him with anything. Maybe if he had, like, Going on a picnic and you're like, I need you to sit on this blanket so it doesn't blow away. I'm going to go throw this in the garbage.
By the way, if you think that random trainer ruined their barbecue, wait till this Dragonite comes.
Oh, no.
Here we go. So long, suckers.
Is it just wild?
No. But, like, they should be, like, awestruck by this guy.
By him?
Oh, yeah, Dragonite. Oh.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, the running shtick was that Charizard just doesn't obey Ash and is just ornery as,
right,
as heck.
Ornery.
You just can't be bothered.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Huh. Tie in there. That's cool.
Trust in the heart of the cards. Yeah, and there's Brock's shtick, which is he's just falls in love with every woman he sees.
Mm. Yeah.
Including this small hologram.
Informed the growth of a lot of young men. Oh.
Oh, good catch, Pikachu.
Pika, just checking in for everyone. Just so you know, we're all on the same page. Pika Pika is what Pikachu's saying right now.
Yeah, but like Dragonite's one of the most, like the rarest, most powerful Pokemon in the world.
That guy right there?
Yeah.
Dragonite?
Yeah.
Dragonite looks like a little kid's toy.
Yeah. I know.
He looks like a pre-evolved form of something better.
Yeah. No, he is the ultimate evolution of Dratini.
What?
Yeah.
Why wasn't I informed about this? I'm learning about it just now.
Dragonite means to me small dragon.
Yeah.
There's not some big dragon.
Like a meteorite.
Yeah.
No.
Whack. Whack franchise. Malbert.
But like they should see that and be like, dear lord.
No, they see it and they see it like we do.
It's like,
viewer.
Oh, it's a little smaller than the Charizard we're having a picnic with.
Yeah, his dumb wings. Yeah. He's got a little purse.
Yeah. Water.
For context, it's one of the primary Pokemon, the primary Pokemon of the leader of the Elite Four.
Really?
Yes, Lance.
That's neat.
Are you thinking perhaps of NSYNC?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They
I'd like
song.
To call them the Elite Five.
They go, Dragonite, Dragon.
Yeah.
Right? That's how that mega hit by NSYNC goes?
Sure. Hit me,
you know,
baby,
the one.
Dragonite.
That's right. Famous NSYNC song.
Yeah. You know, childhood's a blur. Is he controlling the weather right now?
Yeah. He's powerful, Leo. How many times do I have to point this out to you?
Wait, you're still like goo-goo eyes over Dragonite when you get... See, this other one's way better. Yeah,
that they're showing how powerful Mewtwo is. He has a Dragonite as his messenger.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's how
wow
cool Mewtwo is.
This looks cool. Good water effects.
Water effects look great. Oh, look at Raticate. All the animals are freaking out. You know how animals get crazy when the weather gets bad?
Yeah.
That's what's happening here, apparently. Look at that little Eevee. What a cute little thing. Look, that Scyther looks dangerous to just have out like that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't... I don't know why they're not in their Pokeballs.
Yeah.
Is my question, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That probably would be more comforting.
And if they seem to, like, be hurting for space in here.
Yeah.
Some of these people could get in Pokeballs, as a matter of fact. Miranda.
She's bad, right?
She's a ditto. Just new brackets. Think of name. Island.
Placeholder island.
Who's with me?
If she grew up here, like, why does she have an accent and Officer Jenny does not?
Homeschooled.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Man, now who's the expert?
You didn't know Miranda was homeschooled?
God.
We'll see. Officer Jenny's face looks fine in this, whereas Giovanni did not look fine, I don't think. Mm. I think Giovanni looked more insidious in the hand-drawn animation.
Right. It's hard to make a character in this style really intimidating, I feel like.
Yeah, big eyebrows. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing.
Wait a second. What are you saying about me?
I don't know.
Oh, look at the feather effects on Pidgeot.
That's how big Pidgeot is?
Yeah. He's a big old bird.
Pidgey's the small one, right?
Yeah.
Is that way smaller?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like,
Pidgey's
is Pidgey
a real life pigeon.
Okay. That's good to know.
Maybe a little bigger than a regular pigeon.
And this guy's like the size of a worm, right?
No. He's a big boy. Okay. Look, it's Gyarados.
Drive right into his mouth. Oh, dang it. I hate it when a bird noise is so clearly a person.
Well, but this surely won't end in tragedy.
That seems odd. Yeah.
Needlessly dangerous.
Oh, no.
That's the least comfortable way to get to New Island, I think. Holding onto the bladed arms of Cypher.
The wet bladed arms.
Yeah, jeez. Even if the grip was good, like, it's a test of endurance.
It's like a Fortnite thing, but with blades in the handles. Oh.
So this is all new voice acting.
What?
Right?
What?
Is this all new voice acting?
This is only voice acting?
All new.
All new, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I thought you said it's only voice acting. I'm like, I don't think they have like
this whole time.
I mean, do they have like Foley work going? Maybe.
Probably once in a while.
I don't think that was voice acting, the lightning. Oh man, you just proved me wrong.
Hold on.
Look at this. Man, the CG looks really weird. On that
Lapras. CG on Rudolph is so odd.
Oh. I don't remember this.
Yeah, you'd remember.
Look at Pikachu's fur. It's veering closer to Detective Pikachu by the minute.
True. I love Team Rocket. I hope to see them blast off again at
some
point in the film.
So I think in the original, I think they just had like a rowboat instead of like a Lapras ferry.
Yeah, the technology wasn't there to have a Lapras ferry. Yeah.
This is way better, right? Can we agree on that at least?
I wonder if this is how they circumvent the stroke joke that they made in the original one.
Oh,
they were going stroke to like row.
And
I think Jesse or James goes, I think I'm going to have one.
Ah.
Oh, that's a different direction.
So I wonder if they circumvented that by having like a paddle boat Lapras.
Otherwise, there would have been no way to avoid that, making that
exactly.
joke.
Exactly.
Team Rocket's laughing like they're not all about to die.
Team Rocket's loving this, but I mean, they die almost every episode, so they're used to this.
That's true.
They blast off and then explode in the sky.
Their understanding of what to be afraid of is drastically different.
Oh, no.
What?
Meowth's getting...
I've heard of being wet behind the ears, but this is nuts. So good.
Oh, that's who it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they were going to start their poem.
Wait, they were supposed to be in disguise the whole time?
Oh, yeah. They have they are the world's worst, like, masters of disguise.
Okay.
And Ash falls for it every single time.
Luckily, their targets are small children.
Small children who have no way of, like, recognizing anybody.
You have to forgive me. I'm unfamiliar with the dynamic. Oh, I like this guy. He knocks people off the stage real easy.
Star you.
Yeah, true. Leave him.
Oh, yeah. Brock doesn't have any water Pokemon.
Onyx fly?
No, he all had, no. All he would just sink to the bottom because he's a rock snake.
How does Onyx move? Onyx move?
He's just a giant just snake around? Made of rock.
Hmm.
So he at least Ash has Squirtle.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be not doing much there.
Well, I mean, it's better than what Onyx would do, which would just be sink to the ground.
Yeah.
Sink to the ocean
floor.
Well,
you have Onyx swallow you and you live in his
maybe
stomach.
Maybe if he's made out of pumice, then he would float.
Oh, because it's very porous rock.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe.
You don't know. So this is still fun, right? We're watching this.
Yeah.
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 You guys know about Staryu.
He shoots the beam.
Previous form to Starmie.
Yes!
Thank
Look
you.
At Leo.
If I didn't know that, I would have made that joke, but I know it's true.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man. All of them are airborne.
Whoa.
Reminds me of that.
That's cool.
End of the Matrix where like they go above the clouds and they see the sun for the first time and that's like that slow motion thing.
Spoilers, dude.
Big movie buff over here.
Yeah. Matrix Revolutions.
Soon you're gonna have to be saying Matrix because of the remake or reboot.
I think it's just a fourth one, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a soft reboot.
Well, I mean, they have Keanu and Carrie Ann back.
Yeah. To pass the torch.
Carrie Ann Fisher, right?
That's right. Carry on.
My wayward son.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just a reminder, this didn't cost you anything, viewers. This
was... No one's making you listen to this. I mean,
I'm sorry if this just came up on your playlist for whatever reason, mm-hmm. but like, there is a skip button if you so choose.
Yeah.
Hey. She's from the hologram.
Why isn't Brock like freaking out? Like, you're the lady that I saw on TV.
He was there.
And here's a beam to your head. Go have fun being vaporized.
Yeah. Do you think like teleportation, you know, destroys you and makes a new version of you? Do you think a Pokeball effectively destroys the Pokemon and then when you throw it out, it creates a new version of them from
yeah,
the
DNA? It's just like it absorbs their like DNA and genetics and everything.
Yeah.
And then it reforms it based on those memories.
So why is Mewtwo the only guy who's a big baby about being created?
Because he's the only one that's smart enough. It's not like how, like, you know, if dogs were smart enough to know that, like,
Pikachu
they were forced into
enough.
Eternal servitude to us.
But Pikachu could be a detective. He's that smart, right? Oh,
you haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. He's not just a Pikachu in the film
without
going too far into it.
Yeah. All the other Pokemon are just morons who don't know any better. They're like, oh, well, this is just my lock in life. Oh, Weezing. I guess he would float. He's just like gaseous.
That was
yeah,
a perfect opportunity for them to make a fart joke, too. They could have had him like, bloop, like bubbles come up, and then they're like, ugh,
yeah, it stinks.
Shouldn't have had that second burrito.
There you go.
Wow, I've heard of farting in the shower, but... This is nuts.
I don't like this one.
No Minnesota Vikings reference in this one.
No?
Would that have happened already?
It would have happened in the storm scene.
What was it?
It was something like...
I think they
were dressed as Vikings when they were like offering to give them. Instead of dressed as like tourism people.
Sailors?
Like,
they're just
sailors,
as,
yeah, I guess.
In the Nordics.
They were dressed Vikings. As like Vikings. And like, we can get you across the stormy seas. And then they're like... I didn't know Vikings existed. They said, yeah, they mostly live in Minnesota.
Yeah, they said Dante Culpepper could toss one to the Super Bowl, too.
He was a football player for the Vikings.
That's an interesting... Do you think that joke was just for the American version?
I'm sure it was. Like, that had to have been,
really
like...
really tough for Japanese
all right,
audiences.
First point of localization. Yeah. Gotta play to the Minnesota crowd.
Yeah.
One of the major markets.
They have a joke about the Osaka Vikings in here. Can we do anything with that? Does this character come back in Pokemon lore?
Well, Leo, if you were
she
paying
dies
attention,
in this doesn't she? What?
That's actually Nurse Joy, who
oh,
was
really?
Missing from the Pokemon Center.
I was not
Mewtwo
paying attention.
Enslaved her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why her?
That's why Brock was like, she looks familiar, because she was close to the island. I guess like that was the Pokemon Center. There was like a sign that said "Missing Nurse Joy," and Brock was like, "She looks familiar."
Oh right, but why did Mewtwo pick her?
I don't know.
Because she's familiar to the characters?
Well, she's a nurse, so she probably knows, like, Pokemon really well. So if, like, you know, Mewtwo catches a little case of the sniffles.
Right.
She can be like, oh, here.
Band-Aid.
Have a Claritin.
She'd be more of a veterinarian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she treats people, but, like...
Are veterinarians nurses?
Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
That was a long period with no dialogue whatsoever.
Yeah, really. Thank God we were here.
You're welcome.
You guys would have been so bored without us. Oh, so it was a test.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
This is an open carry island.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Willy Wonka Purge crossover that we've all wanted.
Well.
Hey. What is that accent?
I think he's just eccentric.
It's like
is the
pompous
accent.
Rich kid accent.
He was a rich kid growing up.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh. Look at Mew. They're looking for rare Pokemon. Meanwhile, one of the rarest ever was just floating behind them.
Wow.
And they were none the wiser.
Always watching.
Oh, boy. Mewtwo's a little mischievous. Or Mew is a little mischievous.
Mewtwo's very mischievous.
Mewtwo is very, rather mischievous, I would describe him as. Well, those kicks, though.
Was Togepi Gen 1 or Gen 2?
Gen 2. One of the first Gen 2s that got introduced into the anime.
Hmm.
Ho-Oh was the first one.
Togepi's a good design. Yeah.
Right?
Humpty Dumpty looking.
Sorry about that one guy. He's not good to look at.
Talking about Hitmonlee.
Probably.
And I'll be winners.
Look, we had to draw these real fast. We didn't have a lot of time.
I don't know.
Placeholder dialogue.
We didn't know which ones we were putting.
Yeah. So. Get ready for some events.
Do the Pokemon rap. Aerodactyl. M'lady, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They should just have Brock be wearing a fedora. That should be the one change they made to his character in this.
Yep.
Because then he'd be cool.
That's right. Oh. Everybody's very excited.
A 7-year-old. Named Lil Jody. I would like if Mewtwo's goal was to be a human trainer. To get back at the humans for training Pokemon.
Oh.
His Pokeball's full of people.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That'd be cool.
Throws the Pokeball and Giovanni pops out.
Yeah.
He can only say his own name. Oh, boy.
I bet this sequence had like 5 frames of animation in the original.
Just repeated?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
Pants.
We're watching with the captions on, or subtitles in case you haven't.
I hope you are too, so you don't miss a line.
Just killer classic lines. Mm.
Man, this is taking forever for him to get to the floor. Really overestimated how long that tunnel was, how slow the descent was.
I guess if he kidnapped Nurse Joy, he's kind of a human trainer.
It's very small-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you think, idiot.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Pull his shorts down.
See ya. Oh, I'm all wet.
Yeah, I love kids' movie villains. There's no reason for Mewtwo not to, like, throw him at the wall.
Oh.
Oh.
Fergus.
Apparently his name's Fergus.
Yeah, I missed that. Easy.
Man, he just killed her. Oh, wait, never mind.
Brock is such a hero.
I was going to say, of course Brock is the one there to catch her.
No ulterior motives. Oh, gross.
Gross. Those uniforms really emphasize the shoulder profile.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
We should get matching uniforms that emphasize the shoulder profile.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Do you want the crop top or the jacket?
Well, obviously the crop top.
Yeah. You got a bit more going on app-wise, I think.
As long as I can wear the thigh-high boots as well.
Yeah. That'd be a good look, man.
But I'm not wearing a skirt, sorry. So I'm just going to wear the thigh-high boots over jeans.
Mm-hmm. Acceptable. Say these Pokemon's names.
Snoke. Oh, oh no.
Ugh.
Yeah, the classic cartoon.
I'll just lean on this unassuming dashboard.
Oh no, it's the bad guy's plan.
Oh, it's Dr. Fuji. I believe his name is Mr. Fuji, but I guess he got his doctorate.
Yeah, good for him.
Oh, this is a different guy, I guess. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Needlessly rough.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Into the incinerator.
Oh.
It's a close one. My family cat got her tail caught in the door on her way one night, and nobody noticed all night, and found her in the morning, and she had to have, like, part of her tail amputated.
Oh, no. Why would you tell a sad story like that? We're just having a good time watching Pokemon.
Cat's doing great, but after the surgery, they had to shave the fur on the tip of her tail, so it looked like a scorpion stinger.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
One time I learned your lesson.
Yeah.
One time what, Jay?
I had a St. Bernard growing up, a big old dog, and during the summer I would shave it because it would be too hot.
Mm-hmm.
They have very thick fur, and I didn't realize I probably shouldn't shave the tail because the tail just looks real, real stupid on a St. Bernard if it doesn't have, like, the big poofy fur.
You shaved it?
I shaved its tail completely. I was a little kid. My mom was just like, go shave the dog because it's too hot out for her. So I shaved the tail, too.
Wow.
Wasn't a great haircut. Very patchy, if I do say so myself.
I always shave down for the summer.
Oh, do you? And Extra Life every year.
That's right. Winter, the summer of December.
This guy's a bit of a blowhard.
Either that or he's just woke.
Humans definitely do seem inferior to Pokemon. Pokemon have abilities.
Yeah. I bet if all the Pokemon in the world fought all the humans in the world, the Pokemon would probably win until the humans bring out like bombs and stuff.
Yeah, guns. You
know, let's just bomb the Pokemon community.
Aren't
there
Pokemon
we'll win.
That like are bombs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn it.
What's this? Pika Pika? Uh-oh.
Man, clutch.
Ma.
That's cute.
Do you think that Mewtwo's going to learn about the power of friendship
no.
by the end of this?
No, he's
no?
going to
no.
kill them all.
Oh.
And then realize that he was right.
Perfect.
I think he's going to get executed.
Yeah.
Well, there's not an execute in this scene, so.
That's my fault.
There's Pokemon humor
known
that.
I would go for that.
Yeah.
Couldn't just leave that one out there.
Nope.
What's that, Rhydon?
Rhyhorn.
Sorry.
He evolves into Rhydon.
Oh. Is there any point in the anime where Ash let Pikachu evolve?
No.
Is there an evolved form of Pikachu?
Yeah, Raichu.
Okay, that's fine.
He actually tried to talk to Pikachu about, like, hey, do you want to evolve? Because we could beat Lieutenant Surge.
Yeah.
And Pikachu was reluctant.
He said Piku?
He said Pika Pika, which is how he says no. For the first time.
Yeah, and then,
the
like, they really wrestled with, like, whether they need to, like, give in to the new power of Raichu to beat Lieutenant Surge. But ultimately, they decided, let's just use our friendship instead.
What do you lose by evolving?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing is, like, does it seem like an all-new Pokemon? Because when Charmander evolved into Charmeleon, he was, like, a total jerk after he turned into Charmeleon. It's like, all right, well, is that the same Charmander? Is he just, like, the rebellious teenager now? Or is, like, that just a different Pokemon now?
Do
like,
they have their memories?
Yeah, do they have any consciousness that transferred?
Venu.
Venu.
Let me do some of the voices for these Pokemon. Charizard!
Those scales. Charizard's actually the one that doesn't say his name out of those three. He just kind of makes dragon noises, even though he's not officially a dragon.
Huh.
Look at that. They finally saw him. He was like, I can't allow this to go on.
Wait, everybody on the planet did that?
I mean, I think back then they did.
I thought that was like the three Professor Oak happened to have.
Yeah, I think
that was the thing for starting Pokemon trainers?
No. I think that might be a little bit of a leap by Mewtwo there.
Yeah. He only saw it happen once and assumed that's how it always was. I hope they do the Pokemon Stadium mini games.
That would be fun.
Yeah, hit that punching bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the food on the right conveyor belt or whatever.
Oh, he named his Venusaur Brute Root.
Are you writing this down? Shell Shocker?
Shell Shocker. Oh, Ash didn't give a nickname to his Charizard.
Yeah.
Nope.
He didn't know you could do that.
I choose to not nickname my Pokemon. It's the way the Lord intended. Oh, Charizard. Charizard doesn't like anything that Ash wants him to do. But he also likes being the strongest, so he sees Mewtwo and is like, I'm going to beat the hell out of this guy.
I'll be strong. I didn't see him block that one attack earlier.
He didn't.
He didn't. Yeah, exactly.
He was in a Pokeball.
Precisely.
He was just chilling in the ball.
Oh. Chilling in the ball.
Mewtwo put an end to that real quick.
Child's play. For our hero, Mewtwo. This is like Harry Potter, but better because he's got two lightning bolt scars.
That's true.
Sequel to Harry Potter that Fantastic Beasts could never be.
One time I went to the zombie pub crawl here in Minneapolis dressed as Ash Ketchum. And I had those lightning bolts drawn on my cheeks.
Why?
I don't know. Because it was at the height of Pokemon Go and I went as zombie Ash Ketchum.
Oh, zombie Ash Ketchum. Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Pretty cool, huh?
Rather than somebody was misleading when they invited you out.
Trying to insert your just random fandom and... Hey, yeah. Guys.
I'm not a big zombie guy, so I came as Ash Ketchum.
Smash Mouth performed.
At the zombie pub crawl?
Yeah, and it was fun because, like, everybody, after every song, everybody chanted All Star because they just wanted them to play All Star.
Oh, that sucks.
And then they finally played All Star as their final song, and the crowd just chanted All Star again. All Star again. It was a fun time.
They must have used to have conversations about, like, man, it sucks that's all anybody wants us to play.
Should we just start with that?
But now they don't have those conversations anymore. They just get off stage and they look at each other and go, yeah, I know, man.
But, like, hey, people still want to hear it. We still get paid for it. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is like if I could watch a child's dream. This doesn't make any sense. I don't understand any of this.
That is such a good way to put it. Oh, okay. Now you and I are in a battle.
Bludgeon him with
everybody
your head.
Take your turn.
It really is like a Yakuza battle.
Yeah. Just a bunch of guys in the background, like, cracking their knuckles rocking, like, back and forth.
Yeah.
But it's my turn.
Wait till I'm up. Oh.
Really soft hit there.
That would probably break his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he has the shell, I guess.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh.
Good point.
Yep.
I watch a lot of UFC and they use that line.
Mm-hmm.
None of their attacks can hurt you if they can't hit you.
Pokemon would be cooler if they had to, like, pin each other.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, like, there's, like, slow counts. You're like, ah, come on.
Yeah. Ditto would be the best, probably. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait a second.
I wonder what they're doing
up
there.
It seems like it's going against the spirit of this match. Yeah, stay on the little table that we set up.
Why? You got wings. It's like when you're playing Overwatch and there's a Pharah,
mm-hmm.
and there's two Pharahs at the same time. You're not staying on the ground for that.
I don't know.
A gentleman would.
Yeah.
A gentleman's agreement. We're just going to stand here and yeah. shoot rockets at each other until one of us dies.
And then the other one gets to go up in the air. And every time that doesn't happen, I rage quit.
I'm sure your competitive team loves you.
Yeah, I've only played competitive also.
Come on, you can't say this isn't cooler than just that one Blastoise flew at him real fast and threw him into the wall.
So what is Ash doing right about now? Just
standing there like a goob.
Hoping for the best.
So what are you guys doing after this?
I hope it's the body of my Pokemon doesn't fall and hit this mat. I hope it's the other one.
Will a meal be provided? Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This is never good.
Pile driver.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Seismic toss, baby.
Okay, Mewtwo's just going to take credit for that. Somebody clearly was doing already.
It's like, what else was going to happen there?
Yeah. He's in better shape than I expected.
Yeah.
Now, fly down with him really fast. Yeah, just like that. Great job.
I was just going to say you should have done that.
Yeah, totally. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I mean, he is psychic, so maybe he was telepathy.
Telepathic.
More like... telepathetic. Oh,
are you guys
no.
more speed or more power?
Look what he's doing.
No.
That's devious. You're not supposed to be able to catch another trainer's Pokemon.
Unless you have the dark Pokeball.
Yeah, the dark Pokeball. That'd be a really good item in the game. It doesn't exist in the game, but like if you're battling against AI and like you have one dark Pokeball, it's like, oh, I really like that guy's Pokemon. I'm going to take it.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be a really good like spin-off game, I think. Oh.
Wait, so what's his plan? He's going to clone the Pokemon?
He's going to take all of their Pokemon and clone them.
How about he clones his Pokemon that are stronger than theirs?
That's a really, it's really a better plan, if you think about it.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're just going to kill him? Pikachu, no.
Those are the empty Pokeballs, not the ones with the Pokemon.
They're not fertilized Pokeballs.
Okay.
Oh! You didn't even try.
Too slow.
Tentacruel.
Nice try,
idiot.
Oh, no. Just jump in there.
So that's what was happening in Star Wars when he was training with that orb that was flying around.
Yeah. It would have caught him if he didn't block the
exactly. Well, she's doing a good job, though.
Yep.
Oh, not good enough.
All right, we get it.
These are good stakes.
Yeah.
I feel like if there's a threat to the Pokemon world, it would be trainers getting their Pidgeot. Pokemon caught by something.
Yeah. Oh. I had hope there that he was about to escape. And away we go. Yeah, why didn't you think of that before?
Yeah, really. Waste of time. I wouldn't try it.
Ah. Just made it easier. They were the only ones effectively defending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh, no one wants that. It's fine.
Psyduck, I take or leave ya.
Oh, no.
You're a good gif, but oh well.
Yeah, you're a mood, but...
2020 mood.
Psyduck was good in Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, he was.
I liked him.
Oh.
Yoink.
Pikachu... Ow!
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh. It's like one of those massage chairs.
Yeah.
Make electricity again.
Yeah.
That did work.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Or did
last
they just
time.
Pop right back up? Like, did it just like stop them temporarily?
Yeah.
I like that he's a clone and he has a double helix staircase.
Does
at least
he?
It's what it looked like from that one angle.
Yep.
I guess kind of. There you go. Oh.
I do that again.
That's pretty taxing, yeah. I think.
Well, it's life or
yeah,
death.
Yeah, it is. Look at that.
Okay, he's going to keep doing it until he gets tired. We got
That's
it.
That's good.
They figured it out.
They can't come at us forever.
Oh, nice.
What if this was a mini game in Smash? Would you play it?
For sure.
Escape the balls.
Yeah. That's what I played 9 months before I was
born. Oh, no. Mm.
Oh, geez.
Leo. Come on, buddy.
What?
We're all just trying to have
you're
fun.
You're talking about your dad.
I mean, Pikachu's doing a really good job. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Let's not Pikachu's discount the doing, efforts of Pikachu here.
It's and he's a lot of stairs.
He's just exhausted. He's running upstairs. Yeah. He's jumping. He's
Oy.
He's weaving. He's electrocuting.
Is he going to get
falling to his death?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, now it's nothing.
Oh, no. Eat it like an apple. Do it. Take a big bite out of it.
Damn.
And make sure you get that hat.
Yeah, really. Always on his mind. Can't be showing his bald spot.
Oh,
oh,
little Indiana nice. Jones moment there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you guys see Birds of Prey?
No.
There was a slide scene similar to that that was really, really cool.
Do you mean Harley Quinn Birds of Prey?
Yes. The rebranded for SEO movie.
They must have had that ready to go, right? Like,
I mean, I don't think
okay, if
like
it does bad,
marketing.
We need to switch the name right away. Because otherwise I feel like it was too fast.
Wait, did they not make the Who's That Pokemon joke? Because in the movie, like the original, maybe I missed it, but like in the original, they were like, who's that Pokemon? Like to make a joke at the,
Kids these days wouldn't get that.
I don't know if, maybe not.
Kids these days, it's more like buy that V-Buck.
Yep.
You
know? Maybe if it was like flossing.
I'm
going to
be very upset if like Ash wins and he flosses.
Oh,
that would
love
be
it.
Amazing.
Yeah. I was fun aside. Yeah. In the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, he flosses not once, but twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
There we go.
There.
God.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah, seriously.
Ash is being torn limb from limb. Got to respect the kid's heart, though.
Mm-hmm. What are those things made out of for him to be stronger than them?
I mean, they're pretty thin, probably held together
He's
by a single bolt.
He's 10 years old.
Look at him. The indomitable human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They weren't counting on that.
Friendship.
His pluck.
That's cute.
I bet it super sucked in that ball. It's not like a regular Pokeball.
Yeah. The fur looks so good, though. Still hate this animation now, Leo?
Look how cute Pikachu
For
is.
For the most part.
Oh, okay. Look at the Vileplume. I'm unnecessarily nostalgic for Vileplume.
Yeah.
Because the first pack of Pokemon cards I ever bought, I got a holographic Vileplume, and I was like, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. And it still is to this day. I don't have
that
card.
Is that Dratini?
I didn't. I think it was Vaporeon.
I see.
And Meowth actually acting like a cat for once. So wait, when it cloned that Meowth, it didn't clone its ability to speak. Or walk on two legs.
Really makes you think, what is a guy?
Well, they didn't get this Meowth.
Yeah, they did. Remember they plucked the tail?
The little hairs.
There you go. Well, the hair.
But
the
Meowth is walking.
Speak.
So there's a whole arc in, or like an episode in the anime series where Meowth is a normal Meowth, but he wants to impress a girl. So he teaches himself English and how to walk on two legs.
To impress a human woman?
No, it's a female Meowth.
Mm. It's easier to learn how to cook, right? That would have been a better maneuver.
Yeah, really.
But
you're like,
I guess
right
in the cloning,
clean up every once in a while.
It, did, it didn't absorb Meowth's ability to talk or walk on two legs. Because
it learned that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
But I didn't know like how advanced this cloning process was.
Bulba.
Hey, we're all together again. Isn't this great? Who invited him?
A full conversation. What if there were 150 Chewbaccas?
There was a short that played before this movie in the theaters, the original one. Pikachu's Vacation, I believe it was called, where it was like all the trainers dropped their Pokemon off at an amusement park for Pokemon, and they just had like the run of the place, and it's just all their adventures. The entire thing takes place in Pokemon language. It's like it's like a 8 to 10 minute short that played before the original movie, and it really told the parents like this is going to be a long, long evening. So buckle in, guys.
God, that's when the parents grab the Xanax and
that's what parents. This is before all the movie theaters had bars and stuff, so it was even worse.
Yeah. The U.S. military developed that short as a interrogation tool.
I believe you can find that short on the internet, on YouTube,
I don't
maybe.
Believe it. And I believe that for a second.
I wouldn't even try.
So, if you want to really drive yourself into madness.
No, this one's not done yet.
We still got 33
all
minutes.
Grunt and Gibber. 33 minutes left. I'm surprised how few places we've been in this movie so far. Mm-hmm. This is the third location? Well, fourth if you count the Mewtwo lab.
The opening, the Mewtwo lab. You got the picnic.
Mewtwo lab, picnic.
Mm-hmm. Giovanni's gym slash headquarters. I don't know if you want, I don't know if that was the same location. I think that was a montage of like all the things, like, oh, the places you'll go if you have Mewtwo in an armor suit.
Yeah, I wouldn't count all those.
Okay, so that's just three then?
The water.
The water and like the Pokemon Center kind of the harbor area.
Yeah, the Hurricane Harbor.
Oh, man. Ash is mad.
It's Ash. I recognize him.
What was his name again?
It's that guy from My Friend.
What? Just some fun physical comedy, a little tiny nod to it.
Psyduck's.
See, that's the kind of thing that I'm sure had so much more personality with the anime art style, and it just did fit in 3D at all. At least the way it was done.
You guys ready?
Yep.
This is a real, like, underdog story.
Big rousing speech.
Yeah, it's the 300 moment.
Yeah.
Hats on backwards.
Oh, wait.
Is he going to just straight up punch him?
Tried to punch Mewtwo in the gut.
I thought for sure
that was going to work. Did the ninja get up?
Oh, he's going to punch him right in the abdomen.
Punch him in his weird, darker purple belly. Oh.
Right in the dark meat.
Oh.
Hello, traveler. Aha. Oh. Just kidding. I'm also a bit of a jerk.
That's too big. Mew's teaching him an important lesson about
thus
putting
far,
his hat on backwards. Mm-hmm.
This has been a shot-for-shot recreation as far as my memory serves.
Yeah?
Aside from a few differences.
Vikings joke.
The Vikings joke. Mm-hmm.
This bubble probably looks way better than the original, right?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, Ness is here?
Why would you make Mew mad? Look, that move from Smash Brothers.
He didn't charge it enough. You charge it more.
Samus?
Well, he knows that Mew has the speed advantage, so he has to be quick about it.
Plus, he can cancel into something else.
Mm. I mean, we've seen his throw multiple times by this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, I asked Junichi Masuda if all the Pokemon got in a tournament, who would win?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't give me a straight answer, but he said he would like it to be Mew.
So Mew, it is.
Mewtwo just said he's the strongest.
Man.
Can you imagine being an adult and having to answer questions like that? Posed by another adult? Who would win in a fight?
You just left Ash up there on the slippery. Well, yeah, I mean, I literally asked Junichi Masuda, who is an adult, who would win, this cat or that can fly or this cat that was genetically created from it?
And he just told the translator, I don't care what you say here. we're just wasting time at this point.
You can read questions like that and more on GameInformer.com. Look for burning questions.
Dealer's choice.
There's a lot of cats in this scene.
So what does he do that makes him so strong? Mew, he makes the big bubble.
He's a psychic Pokemon as well, so he has all that ability. I think he can learn any move, if I'm correct.
So is this when we're going to see it?
I don't know. I'm sure we will see something.
Uh-oh.
Plus he takes steroids.
Oh!
He takes steroids.
He does.
He's juicing.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't mess with Mew.
That's what they've always said.
Oh, he still does that?
Yeah.
Oh, he did that again?
He's leaning on it pretty heavily.
I would.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's word for word what you asked him.
We're still in this. Remember us?
Remember how we're villains too?
Oh,
I'm paraphrasing here.
I didn't think that was Meowth's point of view on this whole thing.
Oh, man. That seemed pretty targeted by Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Without using moves.
Yep. Does a punch count?
Mm-hmm.
A wall of death.
What could Gyarados do without it being a move?
Well, bite is a move, so I don't know. Like, I guess, right? And you can't like say tail whip because that's a move.
Yeah.
Can't say headbutt.
Writhe at.
You can say roar, but that's a move. There's a lot of things. That, oh man.
That this was like a tail whip.
A perversion of Noah's Ark. We didn't want to see.
Yeah.
This is the worst case scenario for Noah's Ark.
Exactly. We're doomed.
And that's how every species in the world went extinct.
This is why you don't see Pokemon anymore. Interesting. Very interesting.
I'm out of here.
That's true. What is keeping that one there?
Yeah.
What is Ash hoping to accomplish? What's he got up his sleeve?
Yeah, what are you up to, Ketchum?
This is that final scene in Matrix Revolutions.
Dude. Man. Again.
Wait, is this a shot-for-shot remake of Matrix Revolutions?
Is this the Matrix 4? Back in the Matrix?
Gross.
No, wait, hold on.
They should call Matrix 4 New Patch. Matrix 4. Update. Downloaded. You know? Kind of like a cyber thing.
Kind of a cyber thing.
I feel like that would give me a substantial headache what they're doing right now. If I could fly and also create a shield in my like in front of me. Even just like the jarring collision would probably not feel good. Got Breath of the Wild climbing ability.
He's a real confident climber. Holy cow.
Would you do that? Like if you were in his predicament being stuck on that giant metal structure?
No, that's just where I live now.
I would say everybody understands how I cannot get down from here.
Yeah.
I am beyond judgment.
Would anybody like to help me? Oh.
Let's move. Disqualified.
Hey, Leo, you some hickey action there. Seems familiar, huh?
Yeah. Jeff Court gave me a lot of hickeys last week.
I don't understand what just happened to that one. Oh, wait, no. No, can't be.
Oh, no. Why are we fighting?
I don't feel like we're hitting each other that hard.
This is like fight choreography just half a step better than pushing two action figures together.
What?
If they're the same, they should be fine. When they're different, we love that kind of pit
seriously.
Fighting.
They better give up Pokemon training
exactly.
completely after this.
Squirtle on Squirtle action? No. That's not good. Yeah.
This should have just been the end of the Pokemon series.
Yeah.
Which
in
I would
1999.
Love.
We're banning Pokeballs.
I would love that as a moral for the whole series. Mm-hmm.
Look, this one's all just playful. Oh, wait.
Hello.
Wait, he stands up now. Oh, not for long, though. Did your cat ever stand up on two legs?
All the time.
Oh.
He says, follow me. I have much to show you.
Ow, my tail. You can open that door.
Yeah. He says, they'll tell you you're crazy.
Whew.
I don't know how they keep making Pokemon fight after this.
All killer, no filler.
I do wish more fight scenes turned into this, though.
Oh, it is a full moon. He was not wrong. I thought it was dogs that liked the moon.
I wish in the raid they just stopped some other people. Cut to some other people watching the fights, and they were like, then they decided not to fight, and they like looked up at the moon and talked about it.
Well, I think in the Japanese version of the anime, Meowth had a big thing for the moon.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, like, the end credits, I think he actually, like, sang a song to the moon.
Fly me to you.
It's not far off from that.
Okay.
Man.
What?
Oh.
Whoop.
Oh.
This would be hard even for Spider-Man. And that would probably also kill Spider-Man that fall.
Yeah, Spider-Man's weak, I agree. I could beat up Spider-Man.
Could you?
Yeah.
Without any moves?
Is gun shoot a move? Pistol blast?
Oh.
This is very sad. I get why everybody's second-guessing their whole lives watching it.
Well, on to the next one, guys. It's a good thing they agreed to not use any moves. All the exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're playing the Ecstasy of Gold.
Why?
It's just the rules of the game.
Yeah. Don't hate
the
player.
That's what Mewtwo said.
Does that mean they're going to start fighting now? Ash and Brock?
They just break into a fist fight. What's with that buckle on Brock's shirt?
It's for hanging it up at the end of the day.
Sorry, that was a dumb question.
So they've established that clones are alive.
Mm-hmm.
So where did all these clones go at the end? Are they going to explain that? I don't think they're going to carry on. Like, now that they've established that clones are sentient beings, mm-hmm. I want to know what happens to them. Does he just melt
them?
We'll
have to watch the film, I suppose.
I know, I'm just theorizing, okay? Yeah. I'm spitballing here, Leo.
I'm hoping to find out as well.
Oh, here it is.
Uh-oh.
Not a move. Reminder, not a move.
Well, he didn't say anything about them not using moves.
Oh,
he said
I see.
The super Pokemon do not need moves.
Well, do not need moves? He said his super Pokemon don't need moves.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Says they'll beat you even without using moves.
Yeah. It's the same as if they all used moves. Them all not using moves, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
Level playing field.
Easier to draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have done a little bit more now that's computer animated, I would think.
It would just be this big visual cacophony of lights.
That would have been more visually interesting than what we got.
It would have been incomprehensible. You wouldn't have known what's going on.
Oh. And now we know exactly what's going on. They were hitting each other.
Slap fighting.
Uh-oh. Don't try it.
Oh, I remember this scene.
Oh.
Knock it off!
His classic line.
Famous last words.
We should be seeing his skeleton right now.
Yeah. Knock it off. I'd buy some Pikachu pants.
Ash has turned into the true, just pure power of friendship, I think, right?
Metal Ash.
You got the Pokemon trainer got the metal hat or whatever it is. Yeah.
I hope they're happy.
Damn.
So Pika P is actually what he calls Ash.
That's cute.
That's true.
Every time he says Pika P,
he's talking
Ash.
To Ash, yeah.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
And I think Pikachu P is Misty.
What does Pika mean?
I don't know. It's just his language, man.
You should write a translation guide for everybody.
Yeah.
I just watched the anime as an adult and picked up on this.
I'm reading here, whenever he says Pika Pika, that means I'm pro-Israel. Interesting. Stop hurting him, Pikachu. He's already dead. This is very dark.
Right? Also, not the only time Ash has died. There's another time. I'm not going to say when, but another time when Ash is killed by a Pokemon.
You can say when.
Yeah, what Pokemon?
There's another movie where he is killed.
They lean on it, kind of like, okay, we're going to kill Ash.
Yeah. I don't get why the clone Pokemon are sad about it.
Although it's like yawning if you see someone do it makes you do it too.
Right.
It's true.
Oh.
Sparkly their tears are.
Is Mewtwo going to cry too? And then that's the final drop that pushes it over the edge.
This is some real Kingdom Hearts stuff happening.
It really is.
Yeah, this has big implications for this universe they're living in.
Yeah. They're going to put torture Pokemon so you can be immortal.
All Pokemon battling is from this point on banned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if any human dies, you just have to make a Pokemon cry and it'll bring them back to life.
Yeah, is it the fact there's so death. Many?
Yeah.
That makes it work otherwise.
Or maybe it's because this island is mystical.
New Island.
Yeah.
New Island.
So much brain power. Couldn't come up with a better name.
New Island.
They're not torn up about any
of this. Yeah, why aren't they crying? Their friend with whom they've been traveling for the last 932 episodes.
Brock is thinking about his jelly donut recipe, how he can give it to Nurse Joy.
Yeah, how he can console Nurse Joy after this.
Guys, don't bother. Our tears aren't magical.
Maybe they thought that strategically.
Those are all coming out of their eyeballs. Just think about that for a second.
They're all shooting eyes.
I mean, is that any weirder than any other Pokemon move?
Yeah,
like
you're not
Pikachu
wrong.
Electrocutes people from its cheeks.
Oh yeah, I never thought about the cheek-centric nature of Pikachu. Is that why Pikachu's cheeks are red?
Yeah,
burns.
It's like his little patches where the electricity comes out. It's cute and functional.
Hmm. Now he's a glowing dead guy.
Oh. Oh, it goes there because it's going straight through his back and into the heart.
Yes.
I think it was going into his bicep.
Oh.
To make his punch stronger next time he tries to punch Mewtwo.
The sky hole is going to cry now.
Or God's tears.
Just show God in the sky. That'd be cool. And it's Masuda. That was the one scene I remembered from the original.
Yeah, because you were crying
since then. Yeah, I don't remember ever remotely questioning it as a child.
What if it was actually the tears of the theater goers that brought him back to life.
Mm.
I do remember crying, and I do remember seeing my tears go towards the screen.
They had to buy a new screen because the screen was just soaked. The
screen got really damp.
Aw.
Oh, they're horny now.
They all got so dirty.
They did. Oh. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mewtwo's gone?
He's seen enough.
Just break out into the Rocky IV post-fight speech. Remember that one?
No.
If we can solve our differences and you can solve your differences, maybe we can solve our differences. Something like that. I don't know. It was about Russia and America.
Mm. Right.
The Soviet Union, I'm sorry. Oh, no. They just became friends.
Yeah. I'm going to heaven.
Is that the Pokemon that would be the least fun to hang out with? Yeah. Hitmonlee.
Definitely.
I feel like he would be a bummer.
So the original ones are getting vaporized? Is that what's happening?
No, I think the clones, right?
No.
I mean, that's the one with the scars and like the cool designs that we never see again.
Blastoise got that tattoo in the anime. Do you remember that?
Oh, I forgot about that. All right. I'm glad we're now friends and you'll never see me again. Like that's how every family reunion goes.
He was just saying the circumstances of one's birth doesn't matter. So all these clones, we're just going to incinerate them. Bye-bye.
But where are they going? Are they just going to go live on an old island?
Mm. Go into the tall grass, you idiots.
Some unsuspecting trainer wanders upon them.
Yep.
This movie has definitely given me more appreciation for Detective Pikachu, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
This has been great.
As far as like a real universe I can buy into as not being super familiar with the series.
Well, that was supposed to be a jumping on point. This is, you've seen
Pokemon,
the first movie.
Yeah.
The first season of the anime, though.
Right.
Like, I bet if I went and saw a Dragon Ball movie in theaters,
mm-hmm.
I would have no idea what the hell's going on.
It's not that I have no idea what's going on. It's that none of it makes any sense.
Leo,
does this
you
make
know
sense to you because you've seen the anime?
Yeah.
Their tears bring him back to life and then they're both going up to heaven?
They really are going to heaven.
They really are. No,
but unfortunately,
questions
they just,
about what happened there.
Unfortunately, they just went to space, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just died of suffocation.
Dying of asphyxiation. Oh, I remember what happens now, and it makes me angry to this day.
Mm. Oh, good. Let's see that.
This whole adventure that we just went
on. No, was it a dream?
Wait for it.
Brock Stew gave him a tummy ache?
Yeah. Brock and his mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Did you accidentally hit, like, go back 45 minutes?
I think I did. And for everybody watching, too.
Oh.
Oh, the timeline has been reset.
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay.
A little Charmander. Tail of the fire hazard. An unexamined life is not worth living.
Wait. But then he was What?
So they really went back in time?
The storm has never happened, not the events. But wait.
I will wait. I'll stick around.
The ships can sail first thing tomorrow. Oh.
That's Ash talking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
In Pokemon, the second movie.
Yep.
Why did they go back in time?
Because Mewtwo was just like, all right, well, let's make it so this never happened.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Man.
But Ash asked why they were here?
Yeah.
Did he ask that the first time?
I think so. Oh, so they're just stuck on that island now?
Hmm.
New island?
Castaway style. And? But one more thing. Oh! It was created by Satoshi Tajiri.
Yeah.
That's one more thing for you. What'd you think? I don't get why they went back in time at all, still. Like, narratively. Sure, I guess Mewtwo would have been like, I guess you can undo that, but I don't get why. And they don't remember it?
Yeah, none of them remember why they were there.
Do they remember anything that happened in the last
no.
two acts of the
they
movie?
They just wonder why all their bodies are very sore.
That's such a weird decision.
I told you, as a kid, I was upset mm-hmm. about it, and to this day, I'm very upset about it.
The best kind of stakes, no stakes.
And that's the only way to explain why they keep fighting Pokemon, I guess.
Yeah, there mm-hmm. we go. Wow, there it is.
Yeah, they didn't have that moment.
They didn't have the come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
What a bizarre choice.
Well, that's how you make it so that people who don't see this movie but want to keep watching the anime
don't miss anything?
Don't miss out on anything. So there's not like the giant ripple of implications.
Of like reviving people with Pokemon tears and stuff.
Yeah, and we don't know that power exists now, apparently.
That is insane. And revolving.
You know the words.
Embrace the changes. I never forgot this song as much as I forgot everything else in the movie. This song stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Cork, what'd you think of it, man?
That was, I don't know, man. I can see why a Pokemon fan might have opinions about that film.
Measured.
Yeah.
What about a non-Pokemon fan, such as yourself?
I don't know. Pikachu's very cute.
What about Psyduck?
I like looking at him. Look at who?
You like Psyduck.
Hey, he's fine. I didn't like it when they had that weird slap fight when they were all so tired
right,
and sad.
Right, it was sad?
Yeah.
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 This art's pretty good.
Yeah, that was honestly just a completely impenetrable experience as someone who is not steeped in the lore. Like,
which is good because all the kids who had been watching
yeah.
the anime by themselves after school every day
yeah.
were completely immersed in this world and knew it like the back of their hands. And then they had to have this experience where they couldn't go see it without their parents going with
right.
them.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean... I'm sure there are people who fans of the franchise who like it, but like I can't imagine any franchise I liked making a movie like this where something weird and impossible happens and then they undo the whole movie at the end?
Yeah.
That would be infuriating to me.
Yeah.
I kind of I have to admire the fact that they make no concessions if you aren't a fan of this show. It's like, F you, you should have done your homework. Yeah. You know.
Very interesting. Very interesting to watch.
Because there's always like, I mean, with Detective Pikachu, there were like things where it's like, all right, we're going to explain this for the idiots who don't know anything about Pokemon now.
Nope, not with this.
Nope.
Nope.
You got the idea of who Pikachu was because he says Pikachu 17,000 times in the movie.
Right. Pika. Pete.
Overall, I had a blast watching this with you guys.
Oh, it was the best.
This was the ideal way to consume it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there a little stinger here?
I don't know. This is my first time seeing this version.
Mm.
I really like this credit art, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would put that as like a desktop background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish the titles would fade out so you can screen cap it.
Mm. Fat chance.
Yeah.
Or just maybe Pokemon.com/wallpapers.
Shay, you know, I used to babysit this little girl, and she was like, can I get some Pokemon pictures to color in? And I said, yeah, where should I find those? And she said, just go to PokemonColorInPictures.com, which, of course, was just something she assumed was real. And that's what you just said reminded me of.
Oh, they faded away in just a beam of light. Man. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be Ash. She's going to be like, that was dumb, actually.
Oh, well, here's where they go. Oh,
okay,
cool.
Great.
Okay.
They have the memories of the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Screaming for the rest of their existence. Are we just going to see them fly eternally through the clouds? Oh, wait.
Yeah. It's the turtles back.
I got that reference.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, so the implication is
he was taking them to a paradise of sorts.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, you know, we didn't get a good look at that place, to be honest.
A very good time.
Wow.
Stay tuned next time where we watch Pokemon Happy Birthday to You and have our full commentary track for that on Netflix.
I believe that's only about 27 seconds. Yeah. We can watch it right now as a stinger to this after our credits.
Let us know if you want us to do more of these by giving this commentary 1 billion views. But I don't know. This was fun. I've always wanted to do one of these, so I'm glad we got it out.
Yeah.
And what do you know? I get to go home now. That was my day at work.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks for watching or listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.